This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. When five people were found dead of fentanyl in a Commerce City apartment in February, law enforcement promised to try to track down the source. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they haven't had much luck.
The group of friends thought they were taking cocaine, but were sold something much more deadly, fentanyl. 6 months later, authorities, including the Drug Enforcement Administration, reviewed surveillance videos, conducted interviews, and tracked cell phones, and they still don't have enough information to file any criminal charges against anyone. This according to the Adams County District Attorney. However, they still are taking tips on the investigation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state is getting $100 million to improve parts of Interstate 70, where weekend traffic can slow down between Evergreen and Idaho Springs. The federal grant will help add a third westbound lane, a frontage road connection, and a new ramp from U.S. Highway 6. The money will go to install fences and wildlife crossings and pay for new shuttle parking and charging stations for electric vehicles. The Republican candidate for governor, Heidi Ganahl, says the state should invest more money on roads and expanding highways. She says the state's incumbent Democratic governor has spent too much on electric vehicles and public transportation.
Jared Polis's vision for Colorado transportation is a nightmare. He wants you to ride an electric bus everywhere, which is just not feasible for most Coloradans.
Ganahl wants to spend $10 billion expanding highways and for other road projects over the next 10 years. This is CPR News and KRCC.